You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
All right, good cop, bad cop, episode 84. Let's start off with the bragging rights poll. As I said at the start, although you said the exact same thing to me, you did win this one. 64% to 36%. I picked Sugar Dunkerton making his debut on AEW. I know you picked something with Jericho, but I don't remember exactly what it was, because I know your brother said anything with Jericho in gets my vote straight away.
Jericho cutting a promo on Vanguard 1. I admit I'm not the biggest AEW fan, but if you can get a drone over, then, you know, then he's got magic in his promo still. So
now, I just put Sugar Dunkerton. I didn't put, like, at Sugar Dunkerton. And Melissa made some comment and actually tagged him. And he actually liked the post. And she made some reference about, don't make me choose between these two. So we actually had Sugar Dunkerton commenting on our post indirectly, admittedly, which was kind of cool. I knew I wasn't going to win, but I was actually pleased with how many people obviously knew who Sugar Dunkerton was and were impressed with him. And we actually interacted with a few people who I hadn't actually seen before, who said that they'd seen him before and they really liked him as well. So that it was a win just on the strength of that.
Right now, with everything that's going on in the world, that is a good thing, that people are being more interactive in social media land, which is great, obviously. Yeah. And we're going to try and look up, not down. 84 is my lucky number, so I'm very hopeful that this is going to be a really, really good show.
Now, before we actually get into good cop and bad cop moments, something came up while I was rooting for MGB this week that doesn't really fit into any segment, but I thought I'd mention it to you. Tim Donst features at Nova Pro, and I saw on Twitter he commented, "Crush Hour is the game that got me into wrestling. Didn't mean a thing to me, so I thought I'd throw it out to you." Comments? Thoughts?
You're editing, right?
I am editing.
Okay.
Wilson's bad comment ready.
Okay. What the f*** are you talking about? This game is absolutely bad. Stupid. Basically, this was a video game where you took control of a car and crashed it into someone, and it had a theme of a wrestler on it. That's it. The Rock had a sports car. Brock Lesnar had a monster truck. Several divas back then had cars which were really, really, the really shameful period. That was the one game which nearly turned me off of wrestling.
Well, I don't know. It's difficult to read context. Perhaps he also thought it was so bad and that's why he needed to get into wrestling so he could make a better game. I don't think that's what he was thinking, but well, I'm glad I mentioned it.
He was just being sarcastic.
That is also a possibility. But since I know that you know who Tim Donst is, and I knew that you'd know what Crush Hour is, but I did not. I've heard of Candy Crush. That's about the limit of my game knowledge.
No, like it.
I had a feeling. I thought I would mention that.
That would be if I know you're a gaming fan, but if on Game Junkies we were to talk games with wrestling affiliation to it, this would be in the top three worst wrestling spin-offs ever.
I know we talked about it before, different video games, or I remember listening to a podcast. I think I asked you about them on one of our episodes. It might have even been on an MGB, I'm not sure. But it certainly wasn't familiar to me, Crush Hour, that's for sure.
One of the worst games I've ever played, and that's not just wrestling, one of the worst games ever. End of story.
Perhaps we should move on to our opening segment then, perhaps.
Good! Bad!
I think these are some good stuff, definitely, Graham.
All right, I'm going to start off with my good cop moment, and my good cop moment is Kylie Rae. Now, I got to start off with a bad cop moment, though. I actually retweeted something of hers on March 25th that she was actually selling some gear to raise money, where all proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the United Nations Children Fund. Mm-hmm. I retweeted that and didn't even put two and two together. Oh, shoot, Kylie Rae's back on Twitter. I hadn't even thought about it. I retweeted her like, oh, look, it's Kylie Rae. She's done something good. I'm retweeting all that stuff like that. Did not even mention it. Anyway, did not even think about it. So actually, I went back and looked. Actually, this was March 25th. So this must have been just after we'd recorded last week, I guess. And anyway, I went back and looked. She's been back on Twitter for about a month now. So great to see her back. Love Kylie Rae. Obviously, I've been seeing her on the Indies for Freelance and Black Label Pro before the coronavirus has sort of stopped those events. And podcast came out at PWTcast episode 34. I saw that was on Twitter this week. That was actually when I put two and two together. I was like, oh, shoot, Carly Rae's on Twitter. I felt really dumb. Anyway, I listened to that podcast. Really good. PWT, as far as I can tell, is it's the wrestling T-shirts people. And I forgot what the P stands for.
Pro Wrestling Tees.
Pro Wrestling Tees. Thank you. And the reason she was on that podcast is she actually used to work for Pro Wrestling Tees, which I certainly didn't know. So they were talking about that. If that's episode 34, I might go back and check that catalog out a little bit, because that one I was particularly impressed with. And to continue with the good cop theme, Kylie Rae made her debut on Impact this week as well. So we know she's appeared on some of the other events, some of the pay-per-view events, but she wasn't officially on the roster. And yeah, very impressive. Great to see her. She's still smiley Kylie. And after she won, and you could tell everyone was really pleased with that, she went backstage. I think she cut a promo with Jimmy Jacobs. That's kind of who it looked like. I've never seen him do interviews for Impact before. I'm very confused by that. I know he was working with Impact, but why they got him as the interviewer, not quite sure. And she mentioned the fact she was kind of honest, but didn't go into specifics like, hey, this year's been full of ups and it's been full of downs. But she said now everything's looking good. And she mentioned that she signed a long-term contract with Impact Wrestling. So for that and that alone, even without the other stuff I mentioned, she definitely would have been my good pop moment for the week. She put on Twitter, beyond ecstatic to announce, hashtag excited for the future, hashtag thank you Impact. In response to, I didn't know at Impact Wrestling, their name actually is TNA Wrestling. So they kind of keep both names together. I thought that was kind of interesting. I thought they disassociated themselves from that. At I'm Kylie Rae is ready to be the very best like no one ever was in knockouts division. Hashtag impact on AXSTV. What a fantastic division that they have now. I'm wondering who's the next. They keep bringing up all the people I like from the indies. I'm wondering if Alley Cat might be the next person they call up. I think she would fit perfectly into Impact Wrestling. There's quite a few characters on Impact. I think Alley Cat would be a great fit there. Although I'm kind of surprised AEW hasn't already made that move.
She would be perfect, sir. Perfect. Yeah, I can't add much to that. What more can you say about Smiley Kylie? She's amazing.
What have you got then for your good cop moment?
I want to go about someone else who's not long made the step up into a big company. Shotzi Blackheart. Now, Shotzi Blackheart is someone I first became aware of thanks to Ryan from A Blade Job. Find him at Nish Guy. He still loves the wrestling stuff, so, you know, he'll talk to you about it, he'll rant to you, whatever. But I first became aware of Shotzi thanks to her. I'm pretty much you were too, Graham, because of...
Ryan to her?
You became aware of her thanks to Ryan. That's so staying in. But Shotzi this week was on NXT. She was on Raw. Before we went to Performance End, of course, she wrestled a couple of matches on Raw, which is great to see. She's obviously on NXT now. And the performance in that gauntlet match. Wow. I haven't been that impressed by someone in a gauntlet match since WrestleMania running last year with Kofi Kingston and The New Day. Shotzi, what can I say? I mean, an innovative brand new submission hold from the look of it as well. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. It felt fresh. It felt exciting. The fact she didn't win the gauntlet match is irrelevant. Now, would I have loved to have seen her win the gauntlet match? Absolutely. She didn't win it, but my word, is she now over? I think my Twitter blew up with how many people enjoyed watching NXT last night. I could carry on waxing lyrical, Graham, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on Shotzi.
Well, I'm going to go straight into my speed check moment then, because you took about 90% of it, which doesn't particularly surprise me. Absolutely. Nova Pro actually closed a year ago this week, and MGB is actually going to be reviewing Z5, so it was good to see some Nova Pro again this week. And when I saw Deonna Purrazzo and Shotzi Blackheart, I was like, ah, just like NXT, just like Nova Pro all day. So it was great to see that. The submission, I'm surprised you didn't mention that. That really stood out to me. The second and the third win, that submission was absolutely fantastic.
I did.
I must have been looking down at my notes then when you were speaking, trying to say, all right, he's already said that. I apologize then. Not just that, as you've already waxed lyrical about this, let me talk about some of the moments I like from NXT then as well. Joaquin Wilde and Kushida. I knew him as DJ Z. I didn't know that he was on NXT. I thought he was still wrestling on 205, but I really enjoyed that match. I've not actually been that impressed with Kushida since he's been called up, but that was the first time where I really did enjoy that match. AEW, Orange Cassidy's sign, just a blank piece of card, and he's there waving. He can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. And my last good cop moment, I saw you mention this, I think it was on Facebook, actually, Anthony Green, and I also saw O'Shea Edwards do the same thing today and actually mention Anthony Green in this. Helping wrestlers who are not so fortunate right now because they either have a little bit more money or they have an alternative job and they're trying to promote other wrestlers. And it looked like, reading from O'Shea's, they're offering to buy other wrestlers' shirts from them as well to help them with that cause, not just promote them. Even at the very least, anything that other wrestlers are doing to help other wrestlers in this time has to be a good thought.
Absolutely. I can't speak highly enough about that. Little thing about Joaquin, who was Joaquin Wilde, I think his name is now. He got abducted after his match, of course, and who knows where he's going now. They're obviously going to repackage him again, or they're going to have part of some big new group. Maybe Seth Rollins has something to do with this. That'd be kind of fun. Never know. Cause yeah. Seth maybe taking a break off Mania. Maybe this is all part of his big vision. I don't know. Right, I'm going to launch into my speed check. Elias sent falling to the ground by King Corbin on SmackDown. The editing on that was brilliant. Obviously, it was done so we couldn't see him land on the obvious safety mat that was going to be there when he fell off the thing. But it was so well edited. It sold the story really well. It's still being out for WrestleMania, so I'm guessing we're going to find out on SmackDown this week, which is in the can, obviously, as is the whole WrestleMania already pre-taped. Makes sense. Kevin Owens promo, it was brilliant. Excited for that match as a result of it. Really good promo from Kevin Owens, as usual. Austin Theory has a WrestleMania moment. He's going to be taking Andrade's spot in the Tag Team Championship match. I must admit, I have forgotten the reason Andrade's not in the match, but I do believe it's an injury and not because he has come down with the virus, which is good. And they'll probably think that having an injury is good, but you know what I mean. And the American Badass is back. That promo, phenomenal, pun intended. The way he basically got Michelle McCool over, shouldn't get over it. Everyone loves Michelle McCool. Like, she, because her finisher is the Star Slash, but like, she got it over better than you. I'm like, ooh, there's nothing more personal to wrestle than their finishing move. And the fact that you've said that, and this is going to sound like I'm being sexist, it's not. The fact that he said that his wife did it better than that man did, that implies that the woman's better than the man. Michelle McCool could wrestle with most men quite easily, I reckon. She doesn't need to wrestle anymore, obviously. But part of me thinks we're going to see her in this match somehow. Boneyard match. Actually in a proper graveyard, probably, as well, because this has all been pre-taped. So it wouldn't shock me if it was in a graveyard. Now do.
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free.
Good! Bad!
Right, Graham, we've looked at the good. Shall we, unfortunately, look at some of the bad?
Bad!
All right, now, I'm not exactly sure because I didn't write the date down for this. I think just after we finished recording last week, probably a few hours afterwards, it was announced that Roman Reigns was not going to be at WrestleMania. Now, I'm not picking that as my bad cop moment, but I am going to reference something that Simon Miller said on Twitter. Roman Reigns posted an IG story tonight confirming he's out of Mania and added some people have given him grief for the decision, calling him a coward. If anyone thinks this, especially given what's happening right now, just know you are human trash. Thanks, Simon. And then a few kisses at the end. That's the bad cop moment, the people who he's referring to as human trash. A few quotes from afterwards on the comments section. Anyone should have the right to pull out of an event like Mania, especially considering his health concerns. He's doing what is right. I don't know how anybody could possibly consider that him being a coward with the story that he's gone through. The fact that he's even was considered for wrestling at this point is quite phenomenal. When he left, we were talking about he could be gone up to 3 years.
5 years.
Correct. The fact he came back as quick as he did, the fact that he actually wrestled at WrestleMania last year, so he's been back for over a year. Kind of amazing that he's done that. But somebody with, and we've talked about this before, people who have had health issues are even more at risk. The only thing I didn't understand, really, and this is another bad cop moment, why was he even considered for that match in the first place? He probably should have said straight away, yeah, I don't think I can do this. I need to step back from this. That would be a separate bad cop moment. Somebody else on Twitter, at Scarrow7, Roman seems like a nice guy. I bet it's tearing him up that he has to miss Mania. Can't put a price on your health. Absolutely. He's a wrestler. He loves wrestling. You can see he came back quicker than anyone imagined. It's got to hurt him that he can't do this, but it's definitely the right decision. And the last one, at Pony_talk, I have the feeling that people calling him a coward are the same ones that would have booed him anyway had the show gone on the way it was supposed to. And I think I would definitely agree with that. It's just Roman haters, and we know that there are plenty of those people around. But for me, that was the standout bad cop moment this week.
You aren't wrong on that one, Graham. Roman Reigns, if he was in the country right now, he would have had a message from the UK government saying to stay indoors for 3 months. The fact that Roman had been wrestling at all, or not wrestling, but been on the shows, I'm like, deserve the medal for that itself. I mean, the situation in America is escalating by the day because by the owner. Because certain people didn't take it as seriously as it was. Thankfully, both people have now woken up to the fact that it is extremely serious. And right now, I do not blame Roman one iota for stepping out of WrestleMania. However, WrestleMania was recorded 24th and 25th of March. So apparently, Strowman has taken his place. So basically, last Thursday and Friday as time of recording. So they've got everything in the can up until Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, which is actually dealing with my bad cop moment in a minute. Actually, I'll transition straight into it, it's easier. Yeah, because the Florida stay-at-home order has been issued now. The Florida stay-at-home order, why it's taking so long in the first place for that is beyond me. However, it's meant that WWE is probably going to be going on hiatus after Monday Night Raw following WrestleMania. They've got Raw in the can, but they have also, a source has said that if it does happen and they can't get into recording SmackDown, they won't. Then certain things they've recorded for Raw won't be aired, which makes sense for storyline reasons. They can put a thing like to be continued and then that'll be fine sort of thing. It's a really weird position we're in right now in general. It really is. But the good thing is that WWE do have the back catalogue they can dip into and they can do documentaries because Connecticut, obviously they're still open in Connecticut, they can still put together documentary packages and re-air classic Raws and SmackDowns and things like that. There's stuff that people haven't had a chance to see. And it would be a very good idea for filling time, if nothing else. I mean, there's documentaries that people don't get to watch because of time. Now you've got plenty of time. I'll put them on network TV, great way of putting eyes on the product. Unfortunately, AEW haven't got that back catalog to rely on. Apparently, they've got an unnamed location outside of Florida they're going to continue working at, allegedly. If the country goes into full lockdown eventually at some point, they're going to be in the same position, but with nothing to fill the gap. But it's an interesting time right now. At least we get WrestleMania. But no WWE wrestlers have worked since the 25th of March. Everything's been recorded up until that point. So, yeah, that's not too bad. It's going to be really... turn the bad into a good slightly. It's going to be a very polished show, WrestleMania. Pretty much like a bit of Elias, where you could tell how the camera angle was done just so. I think Vince has secretly been hoping for WrestleMania like this. Not for that, not for these reasons, but where he got it so polished and pretty and beautiful. You know, this will be either the best WrestleMania in terms of that or the worst WrestleMania because of other reasons. Which, technically it's not a short cop moment, but you know what I mean, Graham. The bad cop thing is that, oh, I guess WWE's, you know, not going to be around for a bit. Do you want to go for the bean check, sir?
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing at all. I've talked about multiple times. I think there should be an off season. I think like I know they have a big roster and they can kind of get around it a little bit, but normally it's because their hand is forced rather than anything else. If someone gets injured, then they have to take time off. I think they should give their top stars more time off, and I don't think they do. I think they work them and they work them, and they're going to keep working them until somebody gets injured or something like that happens. So
I don't. It's the first break that WWE has taken since Monday Night Raw ended. It started back in 1993, Graham, which is kind of sad. The record's going to end unless they're going to like put something on in place of Monday Night Raw, like Raw Presents sort of thing. But it's kind of sad the record's going to finish. But it'll never get broken.
I'm personally hoping they'll Saturday morning slam or whatever it was called, so the boys could finally see it, because they still haven't put that up on the network yet.
That would be a very wise thing for them to do right now, because now the kids who can't watch stuff, that would be great. And I watched an episode of it as well. It's brilliant!
Great. Great fun.
Now, speed check, sir. Go!
Impact, I don't remember it was, probably about 2 years ago. They have, I don't know what it's called, they have like four cases hung up and four people wrestle for them. You grab a case, you don't know what's inside, and one of them is you got a shot at a championship. One of them is you've lost your job. And two of the people, it came down to two. One had a championship, one lost the box. One was Moose, one was EC3. It was totally pointless. Everybody knew EC3 had left and he'd already moved on to WWE. Similar thing coming up on MLW next week. MJF faces Mance Warner. Whoever loses has to leave MLW. Surely it's MJF, right? With him being at AEW, he's just riding out his contract. Do these things ever work? That's my bad cop moment. That's my quick bad cop moment. Doing these things, you kind of know what's going to happen. We know the storylines. We know the spoilers. I'm kind of glad it's been a week after they've recorded. I haven't heard any WrestleMania spoilers yet. So either I've not been looking, and I've been a little busy this week. But yeah, normally the spoilers will let that type of thing out. Everyone knows the deal.
There's no spoilers out there from what I can tell. I'm being my close set, Graham. Unless someone wants to get fired right now, no spoilers are coming out. And right now, people in America can't afford to be fired. Right, my speed check, Graham. Charlotte calling Rhea Ripley a rookie. Really? Former NXT Women's Champion? Current NXT Women's Champion? Former NXT UK Women's Champion? She's not a rookie. She knows what she's doing. Miz sent home sick out of WrestleMania, of course. Yes, I'm aware that Charlotte has a lot more experience, but doesn't make her a rookie. Miz sent home sick out of WrestleMania, of course, so we don't know what's going to happen regarding the match. He's still advertised for it, so I'm not quite sure what actually happened regarding that. Paul Heyman's promo was good, but there's an exception. It said Cena bow down to him. Cena has multiple victories on pay-per-view over Brock Lesnar. Only one person does, that's Goldberg. Also, Lesnar's record is interesting, Graham. 9 matches. How many has he won at Mania?
I can think of at least 2 he's lost off the top of my head. I'll say 6.
Close. His record is currently 5-4. So, to be brutally honest, Lesnar's not exactly the biggest beast at WrestleMania.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good! Bad!
Graham, we've talked about the good and the bad. What are you unsure about, sir?
Unsure?
Something I saw last night, actually. something I saw and I was like, possible, but I really don't know. I know you're going to have an opinion on this for sure. Why I'm giving you the opportunity to speak even more, I'd have no idea at all. But anyway, that's probably a bad cop moment on me. April 1st, Impact claims that they started the original Women's Revolution. This was from at PW Stream by Harry Kettle. He says, from reading the whole article, I'm not going to quote the whole thing, the general opinion seemed to be Impact started it, but WWE improved upon it. Now, I thought we'd get your feelings on that. The one thing I am sure about right now is, though, I am impressed with the WWE women's roster. I'm impressed with the AEW women's roster. I'm very impressed with the Impact women's roster, as I mentioned. Indies as well. I've spoken many times positively about them.
You have?
The only thing I'm sure of is, what the hell is MLW doing? They don't have a single... They talked about setting up their division, and they brought in some women to do that, and I don't think I've seen a women's match in 2 months. What do you think about Impact claiming that they started the original Women's Revolution then, Matt?
Well, I say that, I disagree with it. It's, you know, WWE claimed they had their first women, they first people to do a women's pay-per-view. We obviously know it's rubbish because you obviously at Never Pro saw an entire women's event, of course, before that. So not the first company to do a, it's twice exactly. So you're not exactly the first, not the first company to do that. But, you know, as I say, there's a lot of different things to consider here. I mean, they've had some great women's wrestlers through TNA and Impact over the years. You know, WWE definitely improved upon it if Impact did start it. So I'm as unsure as I am, Graham, because my Impact knowledge is sketchy at best. But I'm prepared to give that to Impact because they don't take it away from WWE. They say, we started it, they just improved upon it. There's nothing wrong with that because what they're doing there is they're patting themselves on the back whilst also patting WWE on the back at the same time. Because at the end of the day, competition breeds competition. And it should do anyway. But yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. What were you unsure about this week?
Unsure?
Dolph Ziggler versus Otis. The reason why I'm unsure about this is because there's 16 matches for WrestleMania this year.
8 for each night?
Well, you'd assume so. Obviously, no Battle Royals, which is obviously a good thing for that point. We have got ladder match. So, the ladder match route continues. Didn't have one last year, though, Graham, did we, when we were there? Where was our one, WrestleMania? Where was our ladder match?
Chikara at the Eagle Hall, Eagle City Hall, whatever it's called.
I was about to say, my first one I saw live, and it was brilliant. We had a great view of it as well. We must go back and do that at some point. That'd be an idea, wouldn't it? That'd be a great idea to go up and check out at some point. Whoever comes out that idea is an absolute genius going to do that at some point.
Is that for the benefit of the audience, since we've already discussed this within the last week?
Yes. Yes.
So they can read your mind a little bit? Okay.
Yeah. Now, we don't think Dolph Ziggler and Otis. Dolph Ziggler has been wrestling forever, it feels like, in WWE. If my memory serves me correctly, he made his debut at WrestleMania, WrestleMania 26, if I'm correct. So this would be his 10th WrestleMania. This is his first ever one-on-one match.
That's surprising.
And the thing is, I saw it on Twitter this week, and I was like, that must be wrong. So I went back and looked through every WrestleMania card. It's right. Ziggler's never had a one-on-one match. He'd been in six-man tag matches, tag team matches, battle royals, multi-person ladder matches. Never one-on-one. Never been in a one-on-one match. And to be fair, I'm actually quite invested in this match. As the person who's had his heart broken so many times before Necros, of course, I'm quite intrigued to see if Otis finally will get his revenge on Dolph Ziggler or not. And whether or not Manny will actually find out whether Ziggler was the scumbag that he was to get him in the first place. It'd be nice to see if it actually does pan out this way. But I'm unsure if WWE shouldn't have done this sooner with Ziggler. He had opportunities to have one-on-one matches beforehand. He had Money in the Bank going through one WrestleMania. Didn't cash it in. Could have done. Didn't. The pop would have been amazing. But then we know Seth Rollins to do it a few years later. Right, so Graham, have you got a speed check?
I have. I got a few quotes. At Dylan Baker, 1986, the company are a disgrace, expecting the talent to work through the current climate. We're seeing Vince at his absolute worst. WrestleMania will be a total car crash, and rightfully so. At Scotty R 1986, they have told performers they have the option to pull out. Khan has given AEW talent that same gesture. I'm sure both companies are doing what they're supposed to do. And at Terror Ranger, the wrestling industry isn't known for having the best track record on treating their talent well. The thing I'm unsure about is, should the wrestlers have to make the decision that they're not going to wrestle? Should the companies make it for them? Should they just say, we're shutting up shop? Now, it looks like their hand might be forced, but it's something I'm certainly not sure about. And the last thing I'm unsure about is, we haven't done it yet. Should we even mention the fact that we appeared on Five Nerds Go last night? It's not very PC at all. Is that something that we want to be promoted at all? It was great fun. I had an absolute blast. I had tears rolling down my face. I'm not sure. I was not that happy that I was tagged in it as MGB Graham when everything else we'd just been tagged at Good Bad Wrestle. But hey, I was a little unsure on that decision as well.
Well, right now we need a bit of humor in our lives, and if people can look past the fact that Graham actually swears once, then you know, you swore once, that's it.
You listened to it yet?
Yeah,
because you said that I didn't swear at all, and I was like, well, you missed one. But I can't remember if I was goating somebody though.
I did miss it. I went back and listened to it again. You did swear just the once. Like I said to you very privately regarding the first point about should they be working still, AEW could have said, we're not going to do this. AEW is still doing it. Vince, if they put force his hand, he'll have to stop, and looks like he's going to have to, obviously. But moving to, apparently, do it somewhere else. I'm sorry, but that doesn't make it right.
No.
He told us stop, guys, seriously. I want to be entertained, but I want everyone to be safe first. That's my first concern. Right, so my speed check is a little bit more lighthearted, I suppose. Okay, speed check number one. What the hell is a Firefly Funhouse match? What the hell is it? We are literally a week away from, not even a week away from WrestleMania now. I have no idea what a Firefly Funhouse match is. It could be anything right now. I'm unsure as to what the hell it is. Right now, my mind is melting, and to be fair, that's not obviously a bad thing. The fact that my mind is distracted into something else like that, I'm like, that's a good thing. But unsure as to what it is, and unsure because American Badass is back. We know that much. Promo was great, as I said earlier. What song is he going to use? Is he going to use the same bong song, or is he going to use Limp Bizkit? Is he going to use Dead Man Walking? I don't know which one he's going to use, but it's an unsure moment, which is something to think about rather than doom and gloom. He's going to be using a different kind of music, hopefully. And maybe he's trying to get a new band over. You never know. A new song, maybe even. That'd be great, wouldn't it, Grant? Speech it done.
All right, as you won the poll, you get to deliver your open agenda.
Right now, we're in a time where we need cheering up, desperately, don't we? And it's something you've done.
Uh-oh.
Not uh-oh at all. At a time where we need cheering up, I present to you, via the medium of the MGB Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel, Jackson and Mason answering questions. Right now, Jackson, with some of his answers, just had me rolling on the floor. I literally did the full... Yes, I had to force that one, but I didn't force it when it happened. Oh my God, I've not laughed that hard in so long. Let's just say, if Vince tried to do this stuff, it would be really tacky. The fact it was so natural and from a six-year-old. Oh, Graham, thank you so much for putting some humour and some good heart lightheartedness into our lives. Thank you. Your boys right now are a ray of sunshine.
I have an update for you. I actually had an online meeting today, so I didn't actually take part in the walk. But when Mel came back, she mentioned the fact that Jackson announced a new job, because in this one, on the recording, he said he wanted to be a boxer. Well, 2 days later, he wants to be a sumo wrestler. I have no idea where he gets this stuff from. Oh, sorry, a sumo wrestler or a sniper? Ask him. I was like, so what's a sniper?
What is?
So I obviously know what a sniper is, and you know what a sniper is. And he said, well, a sniper's like a guy who likes to hide so other people can't find him. So I'm thinking, like, does he think it's like the hide and seek world champion or something like that? And then I said, what else does he do? And he says, oh, he shoots. And I was like, what does he shoot at? He's like, other people, the people who are on the other team in the war. So I said to Mel, I was like, how does he know that? And she immediately pointed to the older brother. So Mason might be putting some bad ideas into him. But I was like, I had a similar reaction to you. I just started laughing. Sumo wrestler was
he didn't knife. Your good wife didn't even say a word. She just pointed. That right there is a prime example. Can I just say, Graham is also wiping his face from tears. Right now, that's the sort of thing we need in our lives. We need a six-year-old boy to just tell us, I want to be a farting world champion and a sniper. Yes. 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 Yes.
I forgot that was his superpower. I might need to listen back to those answers. That's why I record them for prosperity. I'm sure I'll do it again at some point in the future.
I am thinking, Graham. Granddaddy, so hopefully he'll put the link for that in the description, so you guys can have a little watch of it.
Great. I will definitely do that. The boys also posted today.
No.
Where's it come from? Like, I don't know where that came from. I want to mention that. They also posted today the thing that was going around on Facebook, the 10 things that you hate but everybody else likes. And I said, Mason, do you want to do that? So he starts to do it. And then Jackson came along. So I was like, all right. So we know Jackson doesn't like cheese. I don't know why, but he likes pizza. It's kind of bizarre.
Cheese, if it's cooked, it's wrong.
I found out a few things about him. He's full of surprises. Like, he doesn't like the color blue. Like, huh. Yeah, it's always a good idea asking Jackson questions, because you get some interest.
He's a Liverpool fan, don't like blue.
Didn't even think about that at all. All right, let's move on to our final item, the devil's advocate, where we have to defend a statement for 20 seconds about wrestling, whether we agree with it or not. You gave me the choice last week, I believe, so I'm going to return the favor. Would you like to go first, or would you like to go second?
I would like to go first, please, Graham.
All right, the devil's advocate is, people are always told to have savings for a rainy day. Well, the coronavirus is your rainy day. So I'm done with hearing indie wrestlers complaining about having no money.
Absolutely. Indie wrestlers having no money is their fault if they've got no money. They should have a better job, shouldn't they? I'm getting paid, money I get paid for being a key worker. Wrestlers aren't key workers. Right now, they should be sitting at home, getting paid to sit at home. If you're not getting money, then you should... I can't do this, Graham. I can't support this. I support everything too much. I can't do this. I quit.
And that was before the 20 seconds was up. But luckily, it's just for fun this time. I realised that was a very difficult one.
Yeah. Even though I just couldn't defend that one, Graham. I'd support everything way too much for that. I have a lot of love for those indie wrestling guys. It was that was a mean one, Graham. That was really mean, that one.
That was a good devil's advocate. That's how devil's advocates are supposed to work. It's supposed to be something that you don't necessarily agree with.
Right. So I've got three to choose from, Graham. I'm really hoping you don't pick number one this week.
I'm not falling for your reverse psychology, so number three. You could read anything. You don't have to mess. You could pick it anyway, so.
Okay. Number three. Okay. Graham, your devil's advocate is as follows. Right now, I'm loving sleeping in, watching Game of Thrones, and drinking wine. Go.
As you saw on my Facebook, you know that that's true. Yeah, having to get up at 5:30 every day is absolutely ridiculous. The time scale that they use in the US, and the fact that our first lesson starts at 7:20 in the morning, is absolutely crazy. So yeah, I got time to watch shows that I like and drink beverages that I like. Who wouldn't be happy at that?
And time. Well done.
You saw my dated post then as well. I did this, and then when I did it with Mason and Jackson, Mason's like, oh, you should have put AirPods on that list. I'm like, oh yeah, I should definitely. I hate those things. Somebody bought me some for Christmas. I'm like, no. I was like, I do not want those at all.
I'll have them.
I already gave them back. It was somebody, and they gave a pair to Mason, and then they actually lost a pair that was supposed to go to another relative. So I said, here, just take mine. I said, I will never use them. I don't like them.
I will give you money for them. Right. The other two I didn't give you, Graham, were the thing I'm missing right now is the fact I can't chill on the beach listening to podcasts at one time speed, listening on my AirPods.
I'm glad I avoided number two.
And the other one was actually, and number one was the wrestling one, which you dodged, which is the TNT Championship. It's such a good idea. WWE should do the same thing and create a title called the Fox Championship.
I think I actually picked the right one. You were messing with me this week, and I thought you deliberately wanted me to pick number one, which is why I went with number three this time. So I think that's the first time I've ever picked number three.
It is. And you know what, though? It's been good fun, Graham, by this week. It's been really good fun, as always. Right, okay, on behalf of myself and Graham, if you watch it, and hope you will, enjoy WrestleMania. Stay safe, stay at home, and save lives. On behalf of myself and Graham and the whole BWN, we're out of here.
Music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/